Nolte, Georgia can't trust Joe Manchin to stop Democrats from court packing, ending filibuster. By John Nolte on November 10, 2020. Georgia voters should not be fooled by Senator Joe Manchin's DWV pledge to oppose the radical left Democrat plan to pack the Supreme Court and kill the filibuster. On Monday, while appearing on the disgraced Fox News channel, Manchin said, "I commit to you tonight, and I commit to all of your viewers and everyone else that's watching. I want to allay those fears, I want to rest those fears for you right now. Because when they talk about, whether it be packing the courts or ending the filibuster, I will not vote to do that. I will not vote to pack the courts. I think, and I will not vote to end the filibuster. I will not be the 50th Democrat voting to end that filibuster or to basically stack the court. And in all the other things you're hearing about, Brett, also, defund the police. I don't know of any of the Democrats in the caucus that are for defunding the police. We're not for that whatsoever. And when they talk about basically, Medicare for all, we can even pay for Medicare for some. It doesn't make any sense at all. What's important here is the context. To begin with, this interview revolved around only one topic, the upcoming U.S. Senate runoffs in Georgia, where Democrats will have to win both in order for the Senate to be split 50-50 between Republicans and Democrats. In the event the Senate is split 50-50, and in the event former Vice President Joe Biden wins the presidential election, Democrats would seize control of the U.S. Senate because Kamala Harris would be vice president in the tie-breaking vote. There are a couple other moving pieces. The Senate races in North Carolina and Alaska have not yet been called, but those are looking like Republican holds. So assuming that's the lay of the land, all eyes turn to the January Senate runoff in Georgia, where Democrats have to win both to grab hold of that 50-50 victory. So here's Manchin, a Democrat who did not vote to put the highly qualified Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court, who did vote to impeach President Donald Trump, assuring and reassuring Georgia voters that their greatest fear will not be realized because Manchin will not allow it, will not allow additional justices to be added to the Supreme Court, which is court packing, and will not vote to kill the filibuster, which would mean Democrats could pass the horrors of the Green New Deal, socialized medicine, and what all without any opposition whatsoever. Listen, Manchin is a politician. A politician is a politician. And like any politician, Manchin says what he has to say, votes how he has to vote to remain in power. For example, why did Manchin vote to put Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court and against Amy Coney Barrett? Well, he voted for Kavanaugh in October of 2018 because he was up for re-election in Deep Red West Virginia in November of 2018, and it was a close re-election he barely won. Why did he vote against Barrett, who is every bit as qualified and impressive as Kavanaugh? Because he wasn't up for re-election. Manchin is a politician and a true blue Democrat right down to the ground. And please note how he qualified his votes against ending the filibuster and packing the court. I will not be the 50th Democrat voting to end that filibuster or to basically stack the court, he said. So he won't be the 50th vote. Republican or Democrat, you cannot trust a politician. They say what they need to say when they need to say it. And Manchin would love nothing more than to be in the Senate majority. And that means doing everything he can and saying everything he must to win those two Georgia runoff elections. Come on. How hard would it be for Manchin to weasel out of his promise once the Senate is safely in Democrat hands and he doesn't have to worry about re-election until 2024? Just like how Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, changed his mind about confirming a Supreme Court justice during an election year, Manchin could rationalize and manufacture all kinds of ways, all kinds of changes of circumstance to flip on one or both of those promises that would hand his party unlimited political power. And imagine the pressure on him to flip, imagine what he'd be offered to flip. The Senate chairmanships, the promise of a cushy lobbying or administration job if he loses in 2024. Politicians are politicians, and Manchin is a politician, and that means he cannot be trusted. If Democrats ever gain total control of the federal government again, as they did in 2008 with Obama and Obamacare and millions of us losing our health insurance, there will be no coming back. The Supreme Court will be packed with unaccountable, unelected Supreme Court justices who will rubber stamp every mad policy on the Democrat wish list. The filibuster will fall and the rights of a minority will be mercilessly trampled. Holding the Senate is imperative to protecting the rule of law and individual rights. And there's no way I can trust a guy who, like most every politician, votes in his own self-interest. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.